listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz. Wayne.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. December 27th, and back at it, back in the office and working. Back in the day when I was a government employee, I'd take a week off.
Yeah, I normally would do that kind of a thing also. And then, actually, to be honest with you, tomorrow I am leaving. I'm going up to Princeton, Indiana. That's just a little north of Evansville. And I'm picking up a Denali black-on-black Yukon.
Oh, so what you going to do with your other one?
I'm going to leave it in Princeton.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's too little. I tell you, this old boy can't get in and out of it. I have to fall in and roll out.
Man, I missed out on this hand-me-down. I'm usually good on it.
This hand-me-down, I'll be real honest with you, I got money back.
Oh, really?
It's worth a lot. So I'm happy. But I got a truck again. An SUV, you know.
But you're – okay. So you said a Yukon Denali?
Yeah.
Okay, not the truck.
Not the truck, yeah.
Oh, man. So you're going to be looking like a U.S. Marshals out there, huh?
Yeah, because it'll be black on black, and even the Denali name, I think, is going to be blacked out.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be slicker and greased out manure.
Well, you got to get together and wait for the parking lot.
Yeah, before we get real getting started, let me ask you a business question, just while everybody's on here. And that is, I talked to my old boss last week, and I talked to him for a good 40 minutes. He's 89 years old. Did I tell you this?
No.
He's 89 years old, and yesterday he preached a sermon. He last week had two funerals to officiate over.
Good Lord.
So he's still busy. He and his wife, Connie, she's 60 or 87. They've been married, 80, 20, 60 some years. And awesome individual. He was my president for 10 years. And we can get him on this program, and I would love to talk to you about getting him on here.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, I'll do that.
We're wide open.
He's a speaker. And when he came to Salad Master, I always tell him this. He's not a salesman's salesman, if you know what I mean. But when he came to Salad Master, what he brought was integrity. And he brought that in spades, and Salad Master really needed that. And he's somebody that has really helped me always. He's always been there.
Yeah, man, let's...
So, yeah, let's get on here. Yep, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so we all had a Merry Christmas.
Yep. You betcha we did. Yeah, let's get him on here. We're wide open, so let me know. We'll get him on here.
I'll call him while I'm on this trip and line him up, okay?
Oh, sounds
good. Thank you. What a speaker. Wait till you hear him speak. He's got a stage presence. So
can't wait.
He was a very strong mentor of mine in things that have nothing to do with sales.
Well.
Which is more important. You know, so.
You know, mentoring is kind of like coaching, but mentoring is where you're actually learning something from the mentor. So it's kind of like, it's pretty directive, unlike coaching, but it's kind of like coaching because the mentor is coaching you on how to do something or some things specifically. So I can't wait to hear him talk about that.
Well, to me, a mentor is somebody that you want to be like. You want to strive to be the values.
Yeah, role model.
There you go. Yep. It's kind of like I watched a video years ago of Lou Holtz. It was called Do Right. And to me, that he was a mentor of mine, even though I've never met him.
Right.
Because that video, I've always kept it, always thought about it. It's called Do Right, Avoid Doing Wrong, Be Committed to Excellence, and Treat Others as You'd Like to Be Treated. That's the news he gave his coaches. And he said, listen, I'm going to let you handle your job. You know how I'd handle it. Those are my three values. If there's anything out of the ordinary you need, just give me a call. Otherwise, I'm just going to leave you alone. He let them do their job. And, hey, I know that we've got people from everywhere on this call, but woo-wee, go Cowboys. We had a game last night.
That's right.
So I was happy about that. Anyway.
Well.
This is a time for true confessions also. I went to see my doctor this morning just for a checkup. He's my general practitioner. He's also Teddy's. And I'll give you a little news. Teddy is in Florida. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And they took a road trip back to where it all began and all this. And Teddy slipped on some coral and broke her shoulder. So I was telling my doctor, because he's their doctor also. And he already knew, because I guess he got a report. But we were talking about dinosaurs, looking at each other, because he's an older guy. And effective January 1st, I'm not going to be full-time with Salad Master, because they're making changes, and they don't need dinosaurs quite as much. And I think that's something that is very interesting. It sends it sends a message to people that things are different today. My doctor said a 40-year-old doesn't care about seeing a doctor and having a relationship. They just want to get an answer. And the future of medicine will be, you're going to be doing tele-doctoring, and you'll have a little thing on your computer. You can prick your finger and they'll read your blood. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go see a doctor in person. He said, that's the future. And so I'm going to be a dinosaur. And he said, I don't want to be a dinosaur. But he said, so I'll treat dinosaurs.
There you go.
But the world changes, and we've got to be ready for change.
We sure do.
Anyway.
Speaking of dinosaurs, I I got to spend Christmas with my 93-year-old mother.
I saw the picture. Yay! That's awesome. She's looking good.
She's looking good.
You hope you're just as blessed.
I can only hope, man.
Yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And
Yeah, she's survived my dad by 33 years. So, gosh, even if I can split the difference, I'm in good shape. But she's by herself, and she lives this home by herself. And boy, just reminded me, she has this routine, and she sticks by that routine, and she's convinced that that's, parts of this routine keep her alive. Now, part of this routine that I didn't approve of is I saw 15 cases of Red Bull. I mean, it's an energy drink.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't have the heart to ask her how many a day she has, but hopefully not too many, because that's a stimulant. I think her heart, but it gets her going. Boy, she was. But yeah, no, she has these Stouffer's TV dinners that she likes, and we took her out though. We took her out and got her out there a bit, but. Anyway, it's interesting, because the older she gets, the more she's a little bit more fearful of going out in the community and those things. And so I had to really reassure her that it was going to be fine. It was going to be safe. And so we went, tried a new Chinese restaurant near her house. And that way she has a backup to the backup if she does need anything in the Chinese department there. And it was just real, real fun seeing her and hearing her talk about stuff in the past. And And so she loved George Burns.
I saw him in person.
And she wants, she says, I'm going to live up. She said, I'm going to live to 105. She goes, I thought it was going to be 100, but I think I'm going to go to 105, she says. And
that's awesome.
Says, okay. And so, yeah, it was fun seeing how she navigates things, you know, okay, on the first floor. Yeah.
The stories that they tell, you know, my mother, I'd go visit her and just ask questions, you know, and listen. Because there's still days now that, Dad, burn it. I got questions I'd like to ask her and just get that answer, you know, and she's not with us. But she had those things. And my dad, they were divorced many, many years ago, but he had another wife, and they had a lady move in with them that they took care of. And her name was Nell, and she was 93.
Wow.
And Nell would take a shot of whiskey to bed with her every night.
Wow.
And she'd drink half of it and go to sleep. And in the middle of the night, she'd wake up and drink the other half. And they took her to the doctor for a checkup. And my dad told the doctor, he said, we got a problem because Nell's got this drinking problem. She takes a shot of whiskey to bed every night. And the doctor said, Dell, she's 93. What are you worried about? You know, so that's kind of funny. People get in their little ways, and that's what's going to keep them alive. And it worked pretty good for her.
Yeah. If I said this before, I'll apologize in advance, but I had her blood work done. I got a copy of my mom's blood work at, I think she was 91. And I took her name and age off the blood work, and a friend of mine here is a surgeon, orthopedic surgeon down the street here. And I gave him the blood work. I said, what do you think about this blood work? And he just looks at me like it was mine or something. He goes, oh my God, you know, this person's, you know, dying. And I said, oh, what? Hold on a minute. This is my 91 year old mom. Oh, well, she got about 10 plus years left.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So in one context, it was bad blood work.
It's all perspective. Isn't
blood it? Work for a 91 year old, like, oh man, she's good to go for 10 years, man. You know, I was thinking somebody in their 30s, you scared the heck out of me. Oh no, man, 91, she's good. Like, so it's kind of funny.
I got something I'd like to bring up with you.
Sure.
I've got a good friend, and this is pertaining to the show, really, I guess. But okay. I'm gonna bring this up to you because I got a friend for life. I mean, for life, and I know the family. There's three daughters and a boy. And the youngest daughter, her and her husband, had three children. And they were high school sweethearts. They're still sweethearts, but they're not high school anymore. They lost two of those children to brain cancer when they were like teens. And, you know, I mean, they were high school and just out of high school. Hmm. So there's the one son left. And I know they were all raised Catholic. And so they're good people. They're good folks. They're real good folks. And sure. But the boy has kind of fallen into alcoholism. And I was asked by the girl that I've known forever, the older sister, to pray for this young man. And so this was about 3 months ago, and I did. Every night he's in my prayers, and his mom and dad, and you know, the whole situation. And he got clean, and they were all excited, and he was excited, but he fell off the wagon. And so I've been praying. And about 3 days ago, I'm always asking God, well, hey man, you know, you need the bathrooms cleaned or anything? What can I do? What do you got for me to do? What can I do? And all of a sudden, Bruce, I know this is weird, and maybe we're a little off topic, but we're not also. I'm just bringing God into it.
Sure.
But it seemed like I got a message. Now, this is the first time for me, so don't laugh. But it seemed like it all of a sudden hit on me that I should write this boy. And I don't know him, never met him. But talk to him about the love that there is for him. And tell him exactly what happened, just like I just shared with you and whoever's on the show today. Be real honest, right up front. But the reason that I feel like I've been asked to write him is because not only is he loved, but he has so many strengths. Because, you know, if you're in that kind of a situation, you're lost. Satan's got a hold of you and all that kind of stuff, but you're lost. And you feel worthless. Maybe they're scared. You know, you're the only one living, and the rest of them died from brain cancer. Mm. All kinds of things may come into play to cause you to go down that rabbit hole. But can you imagine what you could do to help other people? And the number of people that are out there that he could have a story for, that he could save so many people, not just to Christ, but he could save so many people out of the abyss that maybe they're sinking into. And that's the message that I received. Isn't that weird?
No, not at all. But
well, that's a first for me, so I was a little embarrassed to tell you, but last night I laid awake putting that letter together, and I've been writing it this morning. So I'm going to send him a letter and pray. So I'm going to ask everybody on the call to pray, because this kid, he comes from a very good family. They're
sure.
Good people.
Sure.
And we all have our battles and our crosses to bear. And Satan is a strange character. You know, he roams the earth. That's the thing about it is.
Yep.
That's what I found out, that he's not sitting here with me right now. He's got his little minions all around me.
It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. But he roams, because he can't. He's not omnipresent like God. So anyway, just wanted to share that with you about coaching, and maybe you and I can talk offline, and I can do some other things with
you. So you wrote the letter?
No, I've been working on it this morning. I want to finish. Yeah.
I think that's good. You know, one of my oldest son got into some trouble, and when years back, and I had those moments where Holy Spirit was telling me to do this, do that, you know, and it was the right thing to do, you know. And these are things that came to me far outside of my acumen, you know, in terms of calling a particular person or that type of thing, you know. I totally get it.
That's the first time it's ever happened to me, and it's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah, because I hear about it, but not me. But I'm always asking, what do you get? You got something for me? I know you do. That's just like that. I'm going to be finding some other stuff to do to keep busy, and you never know. But God will provide if we.
Yeah,
we go to his presence.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway.
I've had those moments, but I've also had the hard knocks moments.
Yeah.
Where I put in for a transfer 26 times to go from this area to East Coast back. Man, I went, like I said, 0 for 24, 25, whatever. And I just kind of, but then what I was supposed to do, you know, came up at the end of that journey, and, you know, what, you know, working with, you know, a particular population that I work with and all that kind of came out, and a lot of things opened for me, you know. And this working with that, you know, I got that sex offender treatment license but that didn't, and shortly thereafter, I wrote some book chapters and co-authored a 511-page book on the matter, but none of that was really me, you know. It was just, I was just a vessel, you know. So, But yeah, the idea about being obedient, you know, and so you can be obedient right off the crack, or you can submit to authority if you think you know better.
Yeah, I've already submitted that I don't know better.
Yeah,
and I'm on that little line one time you gave me on transformation. I've kind of passed that little deal. I try to listen. I try to listen, but it's weird. I'm just telling you, it's weird.
No,
because when that hit me, it was like, "Are you kidding me?" And I felt it enough that I have to do it.
Oh yeah. So I can't wait to hear once you write the letter and you send the letter and pray on the letter and see how it's received by the individual. And hope it'll be fun to say, you know, you said, I mean, I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I would pray and hope for the best for him. And I do anyway. But maybe God's having me do this. There's got to be a good reason. I know that, because he wouldn't be saying this if it wasn't for a good reason. Yeah. So anyway, but that's, you know, and it comes down to all of a sudden all the salesman job you put on me to go to get certified, and then the coaching that I've done as a result of getting certified, this may be the most important. It might have all brought me to this right now.
Yeah.
And that's just interesting. So,
and plus, as a, you know, as a dinosaur or whatever, this, it plays in perfectly, you know, to be a coach or mentor to other people, right? Yep. You have a lot of experience, and plus you're inside of an industry. By the way, I did the show summary on Matt Riegel. No, Ryan Riegel.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that, you know, and anyway, about that in, you know, y'all's industry and stuff. But that's just love it. It's general, but it's very specific, you know, as well.
Yes.
What you guys do. And it lends itself so well, you know, to coaching and stuff. So I think that's the beautiful thing about this, is that it's open-ended. As a matter of fact, since we're kind of having a spiritual Christian tone today, we had a guest on the show several years ago, and this lady was kind of like coaching other women in their sanctified walk with the Lord as a coach. I know.
Wow. Kind of strange.
You get kind of slippery when you get paid for work.
Yeah.
You get paid for helping people with Jesus. I know.
Yeah.
I ran into a pastor whose sermons were copyrighted. He wanted to protect his stuff financially, and I about lost my mind. Anyway. But yet, you know, with, you know, hopefully, you know, there's no remuneration there, but just, yeah. So long story short, this lady was helping other ladies, particularly with their Bible study and other types of stuff, you know what I mean? Coaching them through that,
yeah,
or coaching them through certain aspects of that. So I thought that was pretty interesting, man. This lady had a practice. She was going at it. She found a niche, you know? So anyway, I'm not sure why I said that. I guess that's, I'm not saying that's certainly a direction you don't want to go into all the way, but, you know, helping people, it's really interesting. That voice inside you, it's either a good voice, like you just talked about, or it's a bad voice. And it's those bad voices, those self-limiting beliefs. Boy, that's where the coaching comes in, right?
Yes, exactly.
Get those people. Try to get those self-limiting beliefs out. I had a session this morning, and some family members didn't meet my client's expectations, and therefore her life has turned to crap. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Is that awfulizing, black and white thinking? Now, it's painful. It's painful when you have family members that do negative stuff, right? But at the end of the day, people are people. And you don't put all your faith in people because they will let you down every time. And that's a hard lesson, man.
Our pastor even talked yesterday about that. He goes to a life coach. And he gave me the name. I can't tell. I'll have to watch again and tell you who it is. But he spends a day with him. And then they'll have his wife to lunch. They'll have the pastor's wife join him for lunch.
Okay.
So they had lunch one time, and they got to talking about what makes angry or whatever. And he said he and his wife were having a little disagreement, which he did this, you know, he said argument.
Right. And
she would leave the cabinet doors open in the kitchen. And he didn't like that. Cabinet doors are supposed to be shut. So he said that to this life coach when they're sitting there at the counter. And the counselor said, you have a problem with that? And the pastor said, wait a minute, this is not supposed to be about me. She's leaving the doors open, not me. And she just doesn't shut them. Well, does that bother you? Why does that bother you? We're supposed to be talking about, he was talking about that family member. That's who they wanted to focus on. But when it got down to it, she kind of said, you seem to focus on that, but not all the wonderful things that I did.
Right.
In a nutshell. And so he never said any more about the cabinet doors. He said, she's so right. But he said, when I go in the kitchen, I shut the cabinet door.
Shut the cabinet.
We're supposed to be shut. It doesn't bother him anymore. It's just interesting that coaching could be something trivial like that. But, something trivial like that can explode into something that could destroy a relationship.
Absolutely.
Because somebody didn't close a cabinet door.
Right. It's not about her, but about him.
Yeah.
And you've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And if those cabinet doors are open, and let's think about something else. Kind of what I did several hours ago.
Yep.
Just like, hey, you can be there and available to converse with people, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. It's up to them. People have free will to make choices, and they're going to do what they want to do. But that way you have free will to choose. What are you going to do? Or what are you going to focus on? Just like your cabinet story there. And, but that coach, that was a good thing. That coach said, hey, why is that a problem for you? That's a good question. And the coach didn't tell your pastor what to do. Just ask the probing question. Why is that a problem?
That's the deal. Just ask probing questions. Yeah. But people can usually figure out themselves if you just ask the right question. Johnny Carson said, you can lead a horse to water, but if you can make him roll over and bark, you really got something. So, but he did say that. Thought that'd throw a little humor in there, and from the way you reacted, I can tell that's all it was very little.
No, that's good. No. That would make it. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I've got a lot of people that have called me since I'm going to retire from full time January 1st. And I'm still going to be coaching because I got a lot of people that call me, they want me to coach them.
Well,
so I just won't be, I'll be coaching Salad Master people, but I'll be doing it on my own, not with Salad Master.
So I thought you were I'm so sorry, but I thought you were more in a consulting capacity with them, and you were hovering around the 30 hour mark or something.
No, I got being pretty busy. I'd be all over the place, but they, this next year I was going to go kind of an independent contractor status. They want to go a different route. And I understand times change, things are going well in certain areas, and It's kind of like I worked for an OEM company when I was in my early 20s.
Right.
And, we had a recession back in the early 70s, and the first thing they did was lay off their sales force.
Right.
Now, that made a lot of sense. You know, things get bad, lay the sales force off. We don't, certainly don't want to sell anything. I just, so I, you learn little lessons in life, and but sometimes you can saw off the wrong end of the board and you wind up being the one falling out of the tree. So, but I'm very happy to slow down and manage my own time. And I think I'm going to be doing just all I want to do.
Now, will you still be doing something with them?
No, not with them.
Okay.
I'll be doing it individually with dealers and independent people, but not with the company.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing some stuff with a financial services firm, and I was doing all this coaching, and they were kind of the front end, and then some things didn't quite happen, and then I was a free agent coach, still doing, but yeah, as a free agent with the people. Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to put together a few things. I'll get with you. And
yeah, man.
Try to get this all right.
Yeah, let's definitely. Oh yeah, hearing this. Definitely. Let's hammer some stuff out, and we can come on the show and kind of see what our creative genius came up with. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. I mean, making that transition, I really had some doubts. You know, making that transition because I was so comfortable getting kind of being an insider in the company, and then, you know, I was a free agent anyway.
Yep.
But the company was paying versus the people paying, but
that's a difference.
But it makes a big difference, man. You know, the good news is, you know, your clients are going to be more motivated. They're going to more invested.
Yes.
Just going to, you know, just got to change a few things about how you put yourself out there for. But boy,
exactly,
that you're the co-host of the Concierge Coaches Show, man.
That's right.
Boy, you're going to lean gonna on rock that.
We're going to rock them. We're going to rock them. No, it's all good. And plus, you know, I am going to take a little time. When I come back from picking up my car, then I'm going to plan a trip to go up and see my daughter in Ohio and my sister in Illinois. And the nice thing about coaching, and this is kind of a good thing, you can be in Tucumcari and coach.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, you know, you can be anywhere and coach from wherever you are.
That's true.
So that's kind of good too. And so it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it, really.
Well, I'm excited for you, and you know, new frontier, but
that's right.
But you know, now it's oh man, it is kind of exciting because. And I'm doing not a similar thing, but here we are again, end of the year. And what I do is I have my 2021 planner, my 2022 planner, and I go through every week, every month, and I look at stuff that I did and didn't do and this and that. And then there's something that didn't get done. I push it to my 2022, and I've made it through November now. And my goal is to always get it done by the first of the year, which would be Saturday, will be January 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And so and I've been working on our show summaries for the Concierge Coaches Show. So thank you, Sam. Sam puts those things up on the LA Talk Radio site so fast. And then our former producer, Ronan, puts them up on iTunes and iHeart and all that other stuff. Apple Podcast, excuse me for saying iTunes.
Yes.
Shows how dated I am. It's that dinosaur. So, yeah. So going through these goals and seeing what's there. And then, and you know, so fun. Is actually, I'll tell you, when I first made the transition, there was a pocket of time that I wasn't doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a good, 15 hours a week or so. You know what I mean? I wasn't bringing in income. And we had a guest on the show. Is that correct? Yeah, because I was doing the show as early as 2016 and transitioned out of this other deal in 2018. And there's this book called Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. book yourself solid. I'm telling you, man, and maybe I'll get you the book, or you ought to get it. Before,
serious.
And look, I do not know Michael Port. I had Anna Malikian, who is one of his foot soldier first lieutenants, you know, that carries the. But book yourself solid. And man, and it was a mindset on what kind of clients, how to select clients, how to configure some stuff. Now, again, you may know this because of your expertise. You know what I mean?
No, but what's the name of that book?
Book Yourself Solid. And it's for guys like me that are solo practitioners that book appointments for coaching and consulting. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And what was his name again?
Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Port. Papa Oscar Romeo Tango. Michael Port. And see if you can get a used one out there on Amazon or eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about it. Probably.
Yeah. Probably, and then
pissing people off.
Also, that lady that we had last week.
Yeah.
I was talking with Sam about her.
Before oh, yeah.
Man, she was awesome. And I've got to have you offline. I'll get her information.
Yeah. Oh,
because I want to read that.
About stuff. And I tell you, I think everybody's interested in testosterone. I know I am, boy. I hear all these unicorn stories.
Yeah.
Man, I took that stuff and I was able to do this and that and the other. And I'm just kind of like one eye open going,
Didn't do much for me. I mean, sure, I didn't know.
Well, and look, and Wayne, everybody's different. Their blood chemistry is different. And if you need it, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Your body absorbs it, which your body evidently absorbs it, I'm talking about these guys like, yeah, man, I was 18 years old. I don't want to be 18 years old again.
No, no, sir.
That was hell.
I love your new coffee cup, by the way. That's
Disney. Yeah.
That's a good one. I love it.
I am goofy. But anyhow, we'll bring her back on. She also has a Gallus detox thing. That'll be fun. So, of course, it's going to be a great year in the Concierge Coaches Show, the podcast that could. Right, because people just come in our paths. We bring them on the show. Yep. MMA fighters, gym owners, trainers, testosterone book authors, rehab center directors, recovery coaches, sober coaches, people in recovery, people who survived anger issues. As a matter of fact, and we had. You know, Andy M. came on with the anger. I got another case that it's actually grief and loss coaching.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't have taken that case had it not completely fallen out of my lap. And I had to really clearly differentiate between grief counseling and grief coaching. There's a difference. And you know, boy, howdy, I stayed in my lane as a coach through a grief process. And I think we're just about done. And we're above the waterline now. And I think we'll be getting out of the pool here in a week or two with this individual.
Yeah.
And so, man, I didn't think I could do it, but I did it, you know, without shifting in that counseling mode. Remember, we had Shannon Herman on here 2 weeks ago who talked about eating disorders, and she was a counselor, but now she's a coach, and how much better that is as a coach. So anyway, long story short, we're having a fun year, aren't we?
We're going to have a blast, and I'm going to find a lot more people, and I'm going to be motivated to find
a lot more people. It'll be like and to some extent, these shows are a documentation of my journey, right? Because you know my journey. I started, oh my gosh, in 2016. Hey, Wayne, I just got this coach and thing, and now I'm doing this radio program. And you've seen it from day one, been a part of my journey as a friend and
that's just awesome.
Colleague and friend awesome. and as well. So now I'm glad to do the same thing in return as you turn this page and enter the next chapter. You know.
Well, I look forward to it, Bruce. And I'll tell you that the if the people that listen or watch this show or podcast, whatever, how they get the message, there really is a lot of information shared on here. You know, if just, it's like going to a meeting. We're on for 1 hour a week. And if you can just come away with one little thing that you can use that week, it could change your whole week. If you are a life coach, right, it could change your business. One little idea, one little deal that that you and I didn't plan on it being that idea.
Right.
But the person that heard it was like, bingo, bango, bongo.
So, but, you know, here's what's going through my mind right now. I remember over a year ago, we were up the street at Del Frisco's, and we had talked, and I remember where we sat on the corner there, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, right? And we had talked about, hey, man, we can do, maybe we could do this together. We could do that together. And now.
We really can.
And now.
Yeah.
We just might be able to do that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I sure do. That's why.
Because.
Hallelujah. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. That's
the only thing in our way now is each other.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
right? Wow.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to do when we get off, I'm going to get that book Yourself Solid. And I'm going to, maybe I can get it on audio so I can listen to it while I'm on the road.
And one of the principles, I'll talk about one of the principles here. We got some time. Yeah, we got some time left. Hold on. Let me get my glasses. See what we got. 8 minutes. Okay. So one of the topics was, he called it a velvet rope client. You know, when you go into a VIP entrance and the guy picks up the velvet, red velvet mm-hmm. rope. So he said, hey, man, from now on, all your clients are velvet rope clients. And he goes through this whole thing, like, because, look, if you take these other, and again, this is just the book, okay, the book. So if you take people you really don't want to see and you really can't identify with and they're really a pain in the ass or neck or whatever, you're not going to be any good to them anyway, right? Or if you're just there to collect a check or do whatever, you're not going to be any good to that person anyway. So think about and really define your velvet rope client. And so that was an exercise. I mean, that took me 2 or 3 days to think, okay, really, who is that client? What does that client look like? Who do I think I'm the round peg for the round hole for? Right? So that's huge, Wayne. So that'll be your homework assignment. Get it with us next week.
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, who is that dream client, if you will?
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times we don't think in those terms. We just answer the phone and whoever calls, we just take and we just say, well, you know what? That's God's will or that's whatever. I'm just gonna, you know, do with that. Whoa, 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 whoa. And man, you know. And I'm in that position now, and I know you be too, that where you say, wait a minute. I mean, there's a lot of people I refer to other coaches, right? And it's not, you know why? Because I know I'm not the best fit for them, right?
Yeah.
I know my lane, and my lane is.
And you're darn good in that, too.
Well, I mean, it's narrow. It's narrow, but it's not narrow. But it's just, but it's more narrow than a lot of other coaches, I think, for sure, right? So, and that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I have enough to sustain myself and you know what I mean? And live a full life and help others in the process at a modest, and I believe, you know, my rate is very modest compared to some of these higher fluting folks, you know what I mean? I get told that a lot, like, man, you know, you're worth more than you're charging and stuff like that. I just rather stay a little bit more on the busy side than have those crickets chirping, holding out for the big cash. So
yeah,
they got to rather stay busy. That's just me. Anyway, so yeah, who is that velvet rope client? Who is that dream client? And kind of fleshing that out, because you know, in coaching training, we talked about what's your elevator speech. Who are you? Remember all that? What's your elevator? What's your pitch? What's your service? What's your line? What's your tagline? All this kind of stuff. Or what's your brand? What's Wayne's brand? What's Bruce's brand? We're sitting there going out about us.
Yeah.
I'm selling me. I'm selling me. Well, wait. This is the opportunity that's going the other way. Who do you want to see?
Yes.
Who do you want to take on? Don't worry about you. You worry about them.
Yep.
And who you're going to take on. So when you work on those two pieces, who you are as a brand and who it is, right? Who it is as your velvet rope client, man. You're on the way.
Very
that makes sense.
I'm going to work on that.
Oh right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's my first
report next week. No, but look, I'm excited, man, because this is going to give us a chance to spend more time together. Yes, we have not spent hardly any time together except on the phone and on the show.
That's right. That's right.
And we're It's kind of fun. It's kind of weird. Like, man, when y'all see each other on the show?
On the show. That's right.
5 minutes before the show.
20 minutes from each other. 40 minutes.
Yep. I mean, so we're this. Nah, man, this is the best news I've heard all day.
Well, I'm excited about it. I was a little taken back at first, but that's always change. You know, you take a few. It's like the old boy said, you got to drop back 40 yards and polish up the brass. then you move forward again.
Yeah, but like Johnny Manziel, boy, to make that pivot, turn spin that around. And we're making that pivot, not like Johnny Manziel. We're not bipolar or anything like that.
Yeah,
no, but sorry, no slight to him.
No.
But you know, you make that pivot, make that turn, and this time, it's right there. You know, that pivot and that turn.
All the history I've got and the talent that I've learned through the years. It's good. I'm gonna be.
Oh man, a lot of fun. And you know what? I'm excited because this is gonna what's inside of an. No, that. But you know what's inside of an orange when you squeeze it. You know what I mean? You know what it's made of. So this is gonna be fun because you can be squeezed a little bit and get to see the greatest hits here of what's going on in the future. So call. I mean, let's do this. Whatever I can do.
Appreciate
it. You got me 110%, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I sure do. And I know that we're running out of time, but I'm gonna tell you one more time.
Okay.
Have a happy, safe New Year's. I'm gonna have a happy, safe because I stay home. I never get on the road New Year's Eve.
All these football games getting canceled with COVID, and then I got some time I'm gonna spend with my sons during the day. I don't know what I'm gonna do at night, but like you said, I'm gonna stay safe and
I'm gonna be watching movies
and do something dinosaurish.
Yeah, I'll do something dinosaurish. Make some popcorn. But anyway.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, folks, that was a fantastic show. Boy, that was a great entree to the new year. Lots going to be happening here on Concierge Coaches Show. A lot of growth, a lot of development from your hosts, as well as the guests we're going to bring on. Wayne's mentor, got another full season of UFC and a couple of other special guests. Woo, can't wait. So, but everybody have a great and safe happy new year from us here at the show. Thank you so much for listening in and being a part of the program and giving us support and encouragement. We really do appreciate it. Just from the bottom of our hearts, it's been a great year. Thank you to LA Talk Radio. Thank you to Sam. Sam's just I love him, man. He's always there. He's very responsive. He's just such a nice guy. And sounds like he had a nice, healthy year too. So we love Sam and our platform here on LA Talk Radio. Come by and see us on social media and on Facebook, Concierge Coaches Show, on Instagram, Concierge_Coaches Show. I'm at ConciergeCoach.net. And Wayne, how can people reach you?
Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
All right. Tried and true, tried and true. Well, everybody, that's a wrap. So take care. And we'll see everybody, I think, here. Yeah, and it'll be next year. It'll be January 3rd, 2022. See you next year here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Be safe.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz only on LA Talk Radio.